USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The National Hurricane Center is advising Tropical Storm Idalia is forecast to become a hurricane this morning as it departs western Cuba and then rapidly intensify over the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico. The storm will bring a storm surge to Florida's Big Bend and areas southward to Tampa Bay. It will hit an area particularly sensitive to high surge events. Idalia was expected to strike Florida's Gulf Coast on Wednesday as a Category 3 storm. Oliver Anthony, the singer-songwriter of Richmond, north of Richmond, has some words for Democrats and Republicans trying to cozy up with his song during this presidential election cycle. Anthony this week on his YouTube channel.
It was funny seeing my song in the, it was funny seeing it at the presidential debate. Because it's like, I wrote that song about those people, you know? So for them to have to sit there and listen to that, that cracks me up. I do hate to see that song being weaponized. Like, I see the right trying to characterize me as one of their own, and I see the left trying to discredit me, I guess in retaliation. That's got to stop.
A judge in Illinois is rejecting a motion to dismiss criminal charges against the father of the man accused of staging a deadly mass shooting at Highland Park's Independence Day parade last year. The ruling means Robert Cremo Jr. could face trial in November on 7 counts of reckless conduct. The defendant is accused of helping his 19-year-old son, Robert Cremo III, gain a firearm owner's identification card in 2019. An Ohio man known as Joe the Plumber has died. Back in 2008, during a campaign stop in Toledo, then-presidential candidate Barack Obama was confronted by Joe, who accused Obama's proposed tax plan of conflicting with the American dream. Joe died over the weekend from pancreatic cancer. USA News.
Linda, let's run vitals and measurements on Chairman Meow. And then
springtime is itchy skin time at Violet's Pet Clinic.
Oh, no. He seems to be very uncomfortable.
She needs more allergy vets to scratch appointments off her list.
Okay, let me see if I can find someone to get some steroid cream for him.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm onto something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
President Biden's re-election team is reportedly not happy that California Governor Gavin Newsom has pushed for a televised debate against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
Biden's advisors view Newsom's actions as a potential shadow presidential campaign, which comes at a time when many Democrats prefer an alternative candidate for the 2024 election. Concerns are also being raised by Vice President Kamala Harris allies, who see Newsom positioning himself for a White House run in 2028, defying conventional party dynamics. While an official schedule is yet to be confirmed, the proposed debate would be hosted by Fox News and moderated by Sean Hannity. I'm John Schaefer.
As Democrat prosecutors continue to get Trump, presidential candidate Donald Trump is claiming election interference.
The Obama-appointed judge Monday scheduled the trial to start March 4th, 2024, the day before Super Tuesday. Trump's facing three other criminal cases. One of them, the New York State case involving his alleged hush money payments to a porn actress, is also scheduled to start in March. I'm Ryan Daniels.
More workers across industries are demanding improvements in compensation and working conditions, leading to a record number of strikes this year. More than 320,000 workers have participated in at least 230 strikes so far in 2023. Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from S.C. Johnson, a family company.